Wait.
I'm Jasper.
And I'm Sydney.
And this is our podcast on the Great War.
In our podcast, we have tried to dig deeper and learn more than what they teach in history class.
When you think of World War I, what comes to mind? Do you know the real cause of the war?
Do you know the terrible conditions the soldiers were put through, the complicated murder methods authority forced them to use?
The war was mainly fought by two sides, the Central Powers and the Allied Powers, but almost every country in Europe and many more on the global scale played a small role. Afterward, the destruction changed the daily lifestyle of countless people in Europe.
This war was a unique and hard-fought battle that will forever be remembered as one of the most ruthless times in history.
Although most report the war officially started in 1914, the buildup started long before that. There were many causes to the war, including political changes, military power shifting, and rapid modernization. We are going to focus on one of them, the dispute mainly between two countries. Austria-Hungary and Serbia had a long history of conflict. Austria continuously tried to control Serbia from economic growth and independence.
Serbia, a landlocked country, was just trying to reach out and finally obtain an outlet to the prosperous Adriatic Sea. Austria did all they could to block Serbia from accessing that water. This back-and-forth conflict caused one of the major events in history, the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand.
Franz Ferdinand was the coming heir to the throne of Austria-Hungary and was seen as a major figurehead for Austrians. Ferdinand had been associated with the current Kaiser of the German Empire, Wilhelm II, prior to the war. He was on the way to the governor's residence in the Bosnian capital when he was suddenly shot with a pistol owned by a jealous Bosnian Serb, seeking revenge for their freedom being stolen.
The Kaiser received a telegram saying his dear friend and his wife had been killed. The Austro-Hungarian cabinet then met on July 7th, just 9 days after the death of the Archduke, and planned an attack on Serbia while not declaring war. The cabinet also planned to reduce Serbia in size, forcing the Serbs to be dependent on Austria. All of these events triggered one of the most deadly wars in history.
Many of the ways this war was fought made it different from all the others. World War I was the first time that an assortment of new weapons were used on the battlefield. Weapons such as poison gas, tanks, newly invented airplanes, and landmines were all some of the dangerous defensive weapons. The fighting without outcome led to the Germans introducing gas warfare in 1915, while the British introduced tanks in 1916.
But World War I was most famous for the trench warfare and horrifying threat of no man's land. The trenches were miles long and feet deep in an extensive stretch known as the Western Front. Even though the trenches were built for protection, the soldiers faced disease, extreme hunger, and deep wounds. No man's land was the land between the opposing trenches. There, you could not hide. You had to face up to the bullets, mines, and treacherous barbed wire meant to kill.
Friends died in each other's arms and were forced to leave them. Humanity was at a loss out in the legendary Western Front all across of Europe. World War I was not fought solely between two countries. It was largely sparked by the ally relationships that were formed long before the war. On one side, there were the Allied powers composed of Great Britain, France, Russia, Italy, and the US. It is worth noting that Italy was allied with Germany and Austria-Hungary before the war, but quickly switched as the war began.
It is widely believed that the United States played more of a role than they actually did. In reality, they didn't join the fight till around 1917. On the opposite side of the fighting were the Central Powers, made up of Germany, Austria-Hungary, Bulgaria, and the Ottoman Empire. The pre-existing associations that had been forged years ago created long-lasting conflicts before, during, and after the war.
¶¶ Even though 1918 was when the war officially ended, the consequences would endure for a lifetime. The few surviving veterans suffered intense psychological damage, also known as shell shock. Shell shock can include anything from nightmares and flashbacks, confusion, stress, and other mental and physical disorders. Nearing the end of the war, Germany realized that the fighting had taken a toll on its resources and had impacted the country negatively with no real gain. Due to the collapse of Germany's allies, Germany was essentially left alone in this battle.
The country had reached a point of economic, industrial, naval, and political exhaustion due to the collapse of German imperialism. After the war, Germany ended up owing the Allies billions of dollars. The amount was too overwhelming for Germany to pay. This burden of so much debt was one of the central causes to the formation of the Nazi Party and the outbreak of World War II. The German idea of a large government controlling national affairs gave way to World War II and the Great Depression.
Earlier in our podcast, we introduced the idea that World War I was unique and very lethal. Imagine flying over Europe after the war and seeing miles of destruction. Giant craters in the earth from fatal bombs, uneven land from the millions of dug trenches. The countless dead bodies of people who were once fathers, brothers, sons. Their contributions to the long fight will not be forgotten by the families and communities.
World War I was unique in multiple ways. Primarily, we saw new types of battle methods and new war technology that had never been used before. The war led people to do barbaric things and murder with no hesitation. The 4 years of battles that seemingly had no end did not have an outcome that got the war effort anywhere.
Wrapping up our podcast, we want to hit on several other major points. Austria-Hungary and Serbia created this conflict way back before the war was ever in sight. When Archduke Franz Ferdinand of Austria was assassinated, the war truly began. The Western Front was arguably the worst part of the war. Soldiers lined up for miles in shoulder-deep trenches without proper nutrition, health, or safety. If a soldier dared to venture into no man's land, they were honored as bold and courageous.
The countries composing of the fighting were divided into two major alliance groups. There were the German-headed Central Powers and the French and Russian-backed Allied Powers. Although Germany eventually surrendered, the war never really ended. It led to World War II and started many other uprisings throughout Europe. If you ask the typical person to think of the most life-threatening war, they will probably automatically spout out World War II. They do not realize how many died or how tragic World War I really was. After this podcast, we will definitely have a new perspective and have a respect for the Great War that changed lives.
Bye, guys. Thanks for listening.
Hope this podcast taught you something because it took us a really long time.